You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Rich Donovan, the founder of the Return on Disability Index and author of the new book, Unleash Different, Achieving Business Success Through Disability. Mr. Donovan, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Happy to be here.
And certainly our pleasure and honor to have you with us today, and thanks for your time. So, Mr. Donovan, you state that today's largest economic opportunity is disability. Can you give us a few reasons why you think that?
Well, people with disabilities globally represent about 1.3 billion people. And with their friends and family, they control $8 trillion in disposable income. People just don't know that that market exists. So when you look across the world at large serviceable markets that have real dollars behind them, this shows up as one of the top emerging markets to expose.
Tell us, what are some common misconceptions people have about the disability market?
Well, most people with disabilities have what's called non-visible disabilities. So how they process data, how they process information. And they're embedded in society and embedded in the economy in every facet that we could think of. What it's not a billion people in wheelchairs. It's not a billion people with vision issues. Most of disability is really how we process data and how people understand language and numbers and translating information into usable data. The reality is, for most of these folks, changes are not big, they're not capital intensive, and they can actually drive the common experience for core customers as well.
Now, I understand you've worked with leading companies like Pepsi, Google, and Walgreens on hiring disabled workers with great success. How can smaller companies also employ disabled workers successfully like the ones mentioned?
Well, that's the key. In the labor market today, it's very tight, where costs are going up, where we're having to pay talent more money to come join us. This represents a pool of labor that's really undervalued. And if we figure out as business owners how to attract them to us, they can help fill a labor gap that really we can't fill today. I was talking to one entrepreneur today who said his costs are going up for shipping because he can't find drivers. People don't want to drive trucks anymore. Well, this is a labor force that's waiting to be exploited. And as business owners, we have to be attuned to that. We have to understand, from a small business perspective, these folks are in our communities everywhere. We just have to be attractive to them and be open to them, and they will come in and provide value to us.
I think it's fantastic to bring focus on this, and really appreciate your joining us. We've been speaking with Mr. Rich Donovan, the founder of the Return on Disability Index and author of the new book, Unleash Different, Achieving Business Success Through Disability, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, in the book, you provide some examples of how companies market or should market to disabled customers. What are some ideas for reaching that market, even if your product or service is not specifically for disabled people?
Well, that's the key, Eric, is this isn't about making products for people with disabilities. This is learning how people with disabilities use experiences, use products, use services to make those products and services better for their core customer. So you're not going to go out and develop a disabled product line because it won't sell. But if you can then have people with disabilities use things, use your stores, use your products, you can learn and adjust to make things easier to use for the core customer. As retail goes online, as Amazon takes over a little bit more, retailers are going to have to compete for that business. And they can learn from extreme use cases how to make things easier for every customer. That's where the returns really take off here. That's where this becomes not only financially viable, but for some of our clients, you're looking at 5 to 10% revenue boosts. And in a mature marketplace like we are today, that's material growth. And if you're not looking at this marketplace, you're leaving that money on the table. Your competition is going to eat it up, and you're going to die.
Certainly appreciate your input there. Most helpful. Lastly, you speak about how you can actually build a better company by focusing on non-traditional markets. What are some of those benefits that come to mind?
It's amazing. You know, 52% of our world is made up of women. And when you look at what companies are actually doing to delight women customers, it's pretty shallow. It goes to trend analysis. It goes to things that really don't drive delight. And when you dive deeper into what makes women tick as consumers and what would delight them in a retail experience or a customer experience, that's just a very different viewpoint than it would for men, per se. And you can apply that framework to really any unique marketplace where you can say, okay, these folks experience the world slightly different than what I thought. How can I use that difference to drive value? How can I leverage that reality to make my product, my service, more attractive that would delight this customer? We've started in the world to focus so much on process and efficiency, we've forgotten that concept of customer delight. So if we can use these differences that are quite remarkable sometimes to actually drive delight to our core customer, you know, it's just too compelling to ignore. The returns are real. Google, Microsoft, Apple, they've all figured this out. You can almost imagine a group of 3-year-olds at Cupertino playing with the iPad, figuring out how to make the screen and the GUI easier for everybody to use. That's the kind of ethos that we have to bring to the economy. For these markets that do things somewhat differently.
Well, Mr. Donovan, it certainly is awesome to see what you've been able to accomplish and also appreciate what you stand for. And thanks so much for joining us here today. Where can listeners pick up your book, Unleash Different, and also get more information online in those regards?
Well, on Amazon.com, and now you can visit rd-group.com to learn about what we do specifically.
And we'll definitely include links within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Mr. Donovan, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you. Take care.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Rich Donovan, the founder of the Return on Disability Index and author of the new book, Unleash Different, Achieving Business Success Through Disability. And for further details, visit UnleashDifferent.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.